Here we are back again on a Tuesday afternoon. Don't know what day it is. And Carl Merry is along with another Essex tale, I believe about a wicked white cat.
Indeed, from Hatfield Peveril, a tale of witchcraft and a tale of perhaps greed, but certainly unpleasantness.
Right, okay. Come on, scare us.
It all began when Elizabeth was 12 years old, and her grandmother took her aside and said that she would teach her how to be a witch. And the grandmother gave her a cat, a white cat, whose name was Satan. And Satan was Elizabeth's constant companion from that day on. And the young girl grew into an attractive young woman. One day, the cat, Satan, turned to her and said, "What would you like in life?" And Elizabeth didn't think for a moment, but said immediately, "Great riches." "Very well," said Satan. And Satan gave her 28 sheep, for of course in those days you could make great riches from wool and from the wool trade. But whether Satan was a bit of a trickster, whether he did not intend for her to be rich, I cannot say, but 27 of those sheep vanished within 6 months. On another occasion, the cat asked, "Who do you want to marry?" Again, Elizabeth did not have to think. "Andrew Biles," she said. And the cat said, "Well, yes, that would be good. But you should lie with him first. See if you are suited." And Elizabeth, trusting in the wicked white cat Satan, did indeed spend some nights in the bed of Andrew Biles, and became pregnant. But Andrew Biles refused to marry her. So with the help of devilish magic and potions, Elizabeth got rid of the child, and Andrew Biles' business failed within a month of the death of the child, and he died of grief not long afterwards. But Elizabeth married again. She married Mr. Francis, and they had a daughter. But it was not a happy marriage. Elizabeth was not happy. 15 years into their marriage, her daughter died, and she caused her husband to become lame. But the cat, perhaps she did not trust it as much as she did when she was younger, for she gave the cat to her sister, Angus Watson, in exchange for a cake. Now, Angus was a quarrelsome girl, or quarrelsome woman. She was always falling out with her neighbours. And she always had these arguments, and the cat, Satan, caused their cows not to give milk, pigs to die, beer making and butter making to fail. And he caused Angus's husband to die. In all ways, the cat aided Agnes in her quarrels. And because his basket was not lined with soft lamb's wool, and he could not make himself comfortable, one day the cat turned himself into a toad, but still aiding Agnes in her vicious vendettas against her neighbours. Well, one day a neighbour refused Agnes's daughter some cheese, and so Satan became a hideous black dog with an ape's face, great claws, and large white teeth. And it went to the neighbour's house, demanding cheese, threatening all manner of hellish things. And this was the final straw. It was all too much. Complaints were made, and the three women were taken to court and tried as witches. Elizabeth, Agnes Watson, and the daughter of Agnes Watson. All three were found guilty. And finally, in 1566, the three women were hanged.
What about the cat? It seemed to live forever.
Well, the cat, I suppose, if the cat is an embodiment of the real Satan, or some kind of evil spirit, the cat may still be about, or it certainly wouldn't face the punishment that the women would.
Surprising, though, that it didn't come to the aid of the women and sort it out with the
court. Well, within the story, there's all these hints that perhaps it was a more of a mischief maker. It is called the Wicked White Cat, after all, and it doesn't really serve Elizabeth very well.
No.
It doesn't give her good advice about sleeping with Andrew Biles, and the sheep disappear, and it seems intent on getting them into trouble.
Well, apart from that, it seems to manage to change itself into various other things at the same time.
Yes, yeah.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed for that, Cole. So what have you got lined up next time?
I'm going to stick with witchcraft.
Oh, right.
And it's a story called The Disappearing Witch.
The Disappearing Witch. All right. Whereabouts is this based?
Near Boxted. It's near a place called Betty Potter's Dip.
Grief. Right, I'll take your word for it. Okay, thanks very much, Cole.